FM News with Mwan Samwa. Hot FM News with Mwan Samwa Nakaoma.
So now the news in detail. The Zambia Development Agency says it is seeking to deepen collaboration with the Rwanda Development Board and the Minister of Trade and Commerce of Rwanda in areas of trade and investment. Speaking during a courtesy call by Rwanda's Minister of Commerce and Trade, Prudent Serahiji, ZDA Director General Albert Kuamba has observed that the two countries have much to share, especially under the auspices of the African Continental Free Trade Area, with the digital space being enhanced. He said ZDA is also eager to learn from Rwanda with regards to trade and investment, given strides made in that space by that country. He has further highlighted Zambia's investment opportunities in energy, mining, agriculture and tourism sectors. Meanwhile, Rwanda's Minister of Commerce and Trade, Prudent Serahiji, said there are a lot of similarities between the work of ZDA and Rwanda Development Board with similar backgrounds. This is according to a statement issued by ZDA Head Communications and Public Relations, Kwali Mfumi. As Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating Mother's Day today, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Mende has reaffirmed his commitment to building a Zambia where every mother can raise her children in peace, dignity and security with access to quality health care, education, housing and meaningful employment. Dr. Mende has paid tribute to the vital role women play in shaping the nation's future, emphasizing that mothers are the backbone of families, communities and the country at large. He has highlighted the strength, love and unwavering dedication of mothers, noting that they are not only nature's children, but also instill the values of justice, compassion and resilience, key pillars in the ongoing struggle for a more humane and equal society. Meanwhile, the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party has marked Mother's Day with a call for more women to take up leadership roles. In a statement, UPPZ leader Charles Chanda has praised women for their strength, resilience and wisdom and encouraged more women to take up positions of influence in national development. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Silvano, has issued a stern reminder to beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund Empowerment Loan, emphasizing that the funds must be repaid in full to ensure the program's long-term success and sustainability. Speaking during a CDF monitoring tour in Pika District, the minister made it clear that the loans are not grants or handouts, but revolving funds intended to empower communities and stimulate local economic activity. The minister has expressed concern over reports of delayed or non-repayment by some beneficiaries and warns that continued defaulting could jeopardize the future of the CDF loan scheme in various constituencies. He has urged local authorities, ward development committees and CDF technical committees to enhance public sensitization efforts and ensure that all loan terms are clearly communicated and understood before disbursement.
When you get a loan is a loan. You are aware that even in Zambia, we are talking of Zambia being indebted. Why? Because government is then got a loan, and we are going to pay for that. So even if each and every Zambian who's got a loan and a CDF, there is no way out other than to pay. Simple. You just have to pay. There is a loan is a loan. If you wanted the free money, you should have gone for a grant. You need all of the money that was gotten under loan component to come out.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka has successfully removed a total of 179 illegal immigrants in a large-scale removal operation that began late on Friday 9th May and concluded on Saturday 10th May 2025. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says that those removed include 149 Burundians, 10 Malawians, 8 Rwandese, 7 Tanzanians, 2 Congolese, 2 Ugandans, and 1 Mozambican. He said the operation is part of the department's ongoing efforts to rid the country of illegal immigrants and contribute to internal security. Mr. Nshinka said most of the individuals were apprehended Green intensified routine and major operations within Lusaka, while a number were transferred from other regions of the country to the capital for onward removal.
Those removed include 139 Burundians, 10 Malawians, 8 Rwandans, 7 Tanzanians, 2 Congolese, 2 Ugandans, and 1 Mozambican. The operation is part of the department's ongoing effort to rid the country of illegal immigrants and contribute to internal security. Most of the individuals were apprehended during these 5 routine and major operations within Lusaka, or a number were transferred from other regions of the country to the capital for onward removal. The majority received a paid court fine to serve custody sentences versus immigration related offenses. Others were removed before their court appearances as part of the department's efforts to decongest correctional facilities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has raised concerns over the recent reduction in fuel prices, cautioning that the trend may be politically driven ahead of the 2026 general elections. Dr. Musonda has pointed out that similar tactics were employed by the previous administration, which saw fuel prices lowered and power supply stabilized in the run-up to elections, only for challenges to surface afterwards. He has described the current pattern as a familiar script, warning that short-term economic relief should not be used to manipulate public perception or sway voters. Dr. Musonda said while lower fuel prices are welcome, they must be part of a long-term transparent economic strategy, not a temporary political maneuver.
So we have seen that the fuel price has come down. This is the trend that we are going to see towards the election. We saw this kind of behavior in the PF. We are going to see as we head towards the election, even the power electricity problems will be resolved. But this is not a view for me. So what I want to say is that we need to be real about the logic. Let us acknowledge, first of all, where the previous government, despite this corruption, despite all the wrong things that was associated with it, and say, our colleagues did well here. They left us here. But this is where the mess is, you know, with their performance. And this is what we are doing. You know, for the UPND government, I think the most important thing that is lacking is the ability to communicate effectively.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Donald Trump says there has been a crucial reset in U.S.-China trade relations following the first day of talks between American and Chinese officials in Switzerland. In a social media post, the U.S. president described the talks as being very good and said change had been negotiated in a friendly but constructive manner. An escalating trade war between Washington and Beijing has seen the U.S. president hit Chinese imports to the U.S. with tariffs of 145%. In China, retaliated with levies of 125% on some U.S. goods. The BBC has more.
Russia's President Putin has offered direct talks with Ukraine in the Turkish city of Istanbul this coming Thursday. President Putin said that Moscow wanted serious negotiations to remove what he called the root causes of the conflict. He said an agreement and a ceasefire might be possible. President Trump has praised the leaders of Pakistan and India for agreeing to a ceasefire, which appears to be holding. Donald Trump has spoken positively about the opening day trade talks between the U.S. and China in Geneva, which are expected to resume shortly. Iran and the U.S. are due to take part in a fourth round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program on Sunday in Oman. Both sides have reported progress, but the U.S. has toughened its stance, wanting a complete halt to further uranium enrichment. Tehran says it has every right to continue what it calls its peaceful nuclear program. The interim government in Bangladesh has formally announced that it's amended a law enabling not just individuals, but political parties and organizations to be prosecuted. The change clears the way for the country's oldest political party, the Awami League of the exiled former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, to be tried for alleged crimes committed during its time in power.